Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? So what inspires your business thinking? Have you ever thought about where the greats, where the gurus, where the people who are the titans of business get their ideas? Would you like to be in the same position of being that intuitive and have that vision? Now, I was thinking about this last night. I was watching a movie on public television about the Carpenters, Karen and Richard Carpenter, and Karen has the voice of an angel. I mean, when you listen to Karen's voice, it's just it's just magical. And when you listen to Richard's arrangements of the music, you go, wow, this guy is really absolutely a composer of our times. And even though if he didn't write the song, he may have well arranged it so it just sounds so much better. And unfortunately, we lost Karen at a much too early age. But in watching the movie, there were several times where Richard talked about how they got their ideas for the songs. And they used to travel by bus, which all new startup groups do. They travel by a car and maybe a U-Haul, and then they move to a bus. And then at one point, they finally get an airplane. And they were actually traveling on a Learjet, and they were just so excited because, you know, it was a lot more comfortable and they could get from place to place. And somebody turned to someone and said, "We're on top of the world." And that's where the song came from, On Top of the World. And actually, you can go on YouTube and play it. You know, it's just an incredible song. But the magic was that someone was listening. Someone heard those words, "You're on top of the world." And they went, "Wow, this would be a great song." So inspiration comes from everywhere. You know, I have over 500 blog posts and 400 radio shows. Can you imagine 400 radio shows, 500 blog posts, the amount of work, the body of work that is? And people will say to me, "Well, where do your ideas come from?" Well, my ideas come from everywhere. The idea for this radio show came from a Carpenter's movie. Or I might listen to what a client has to say. Or I might see what's trending and what people really want to talk about. Or I'll just be getting up in the morning and getting ready to go to work and ready to start and being excited about it, and an idea will pop into my head and I have to write it down so I don't lose it. Inspiration comes from everywhere. But here's the thing about inspiration. You have to be ready for it. You have to be listening to it. You have to be paying attention to it. If you're not paying attention to it, if you're not listening to it, it'll just go by and it'll disappear. If you want to be one of those titans of business, if you want to be someone that people look up to, if you want to be someone who's known as having one of the best companies to work for in your city, or maybe the United States of America, or maybe the world, then you have to open up your mind and you have to listen. You have to hear what's going on. You have to understand what people want and what people need. Because as I've said consistently, nothing has changed since the beginning of time. People still want the same things. The only thing that's changed is technology. We can communicate faster. We can get to know who someone is. We can reach across state lines. We can reach across country lines. We can be global. But the wants and the needs of people are all the same. So if you're listening to the wants and the needs of your customers or clients, then you'll be able to form a business. You'll be able to put yourself in a position where the competition won't even be able to keep up with you because you have got your, as they say, finger on the pulse of the business world. So open your mind up. Open your eyes up. Look around. Listen. When you hear something that sounds, it could be a word or two. It could be a sentence. Write it down. Read your materials. And when you read your marketing materials, actually have someone read them to you and close your eyes. Is there a beat to it? Is there a rhythm to it? Can you really hear it? Can you really understand it? Can you really feel what it says? It's not just enough to have words on a page. It has to be something that someone's going to feel, that's going to create a positive response. This is Howard LeWinter, and I always enjoy creating a positive response in your life. And of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.